All right, so welcome to Old Testament, New Testament Chuck Track Surveys. exciting stuff. So you all have a syllabus, right? Each one received it, and you all got one? Sweet, because we are going to go through it. There are some changes, and there are some things that we've done. Yes, Matt? It's in the back. You know where it is, and I know you're giving me a hard time. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, what we're going to cover is, so I'm going to be your point person throughout the semester. Any emails that you have, any questions you have, any dilemmas, things that come up, I'm always in the office Monday through Friday, so I am accessible. My email address is on there. I prefer if you send me an email instead of calling me, just because we get a lot of calls in of new applicants here at the Bible College, and I know that my time tends to be kind of not focused on them, but definitely it takes up a lot of time to go over with a new applicant when they're trying to find out about Bible College and things like that. So if you can shoot me an email, that's the best way to get a hold of me. I promise to try to do my best to get back to you within the day. Apart from that, this is a class that Pastor Chuck Smith teaches, okay? And I am simply proctoring the class for him. He designed it. He formatted it. He had the vision and the heart behind it. And this is a Bible college. And we are to be going through the Bible cover to cover. So this is a huge opportunity. I feel like this class can sometimes become burdensome for students when they fall behind or they don't have enough time and they sign up for the class and they feel like, wow, you know, I'm trying my best to get through this, but I end up having to do 20 tracks in one day. Like, that's just crazy. That's 20 hours of audio recording that you're listening to in one day. And that's definitely not how Pastor Chuck envisioned this class. I know when he prayed about it and considered it, he knew that it came about during the Jesus Revolution, where you had all these hippies that were like giving their life to the Lord, getting saved, and they're like, all right, I love Jesus, now what? Like, what do I do? What does that mean? What does that look like? So he wanted to design a class that was based upon showing them how to go through the Bible, have sound doctrine, teaching themselves how to really just dig deep. And he goes, and if you need anything, here's a resource. You can take this class at Marietta. You can take this class here at Costa Mesa and go through the Bible within 2 years if you really want to, if you really have that diligence and that drive for it. So that's why we use that here at this Bible college. I know we don't want to force just promoting Chuck Smith. No, we're all about promoting Jesus. And not that we don't honor Chuck Smith. We love him to pieces. But I know this class is designed just to give us an accountability to go through it. So I hope that you take the opportunity to savor it. You take an opportunity to go and dig deep. And enjoy it. It is a class that requires diligence. It does require that you have discipline. And I know those are words that are like I do the best I can, but we'll see what I can do with that. So as a student, I know that this was the hardest class I took. I didn't get a straight A. So I was like, oh, man, like that was a little bit of a blow to my GPA. So with that, I can understand and I can sympathize. But we're changing some things this semester to make it mirror Marietta. Marietta has a weekly check. So every week you have to come in, bring your Chuck Track, and you have to be like, okay, I did all the material. I did everything. If I'm falling behind, it's on me. I know I'm hustling and bustling and trying to get it done. But at the end of the day, they want that discipline. Chuck was definitely military-minded in the way that he liked things to get done. He was a man that wanted things done on time. If you weren't early, you weren't on time. So that's how he designed this class, and that's a little bit of his personality and his two cents and his wisdom into what it looks like to really study the Bible. So with that in mind, I'd like to just to lift up the day in prayer real quick, if that's okay. Heavenly Father God, we come before you and we thank you for this opportunity just to be able to come to a Bible college where we can study your word openly and freely without any persecution or belittling. If anything, we're encouraged. And I know the world is not for us. And they definitely give us some hurdles to have to go over, Lord. But you are with us. And who can be against us if you're with us, Lord? You're so powerful. You're so mighty. And I just pray as we enter into this class, Lord, that we would learn that discipline and that diligence that is a part of your character and conduct, Lord, and that we would learn how to receive everything you have to teach us, whether it's through the audio recordings, whether it's through reading the Bible on our own, or whether it's just everything that we encounter with this class and through this class and doing these assignments, Lord, I pray that we would glorify you and that it would be profitable for your kingdom, profitable for our lives. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, and we love you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So with that, hey, Hector. So with that in mind, I kind of wanted to go over a few things, just highlighting. I know I mentioned that it was during the Jesus Movement that this came about, this class. So the Jesus Movement happened, and it says on your syllabus, too, from 1979 to 1985. Or actually, 1965 to 1975 was the Jesus Movement. Your recordings were recorded the years after that, which was fantastic because, like I said, all these hippies wanted to know more about the Lord, and they're like, okay, now what do we do now that I love Jesus? How do I do that? What does it look like to really live biblically? So then he gave this class, and so many people loved it and enjoyed it that we made it here at the Bible College. So with that in mind, we're going to go over kind of the practical logistics of it. We have this series that you're going to have audio recordings. I know you guys kind of all have the rundown of it. You listen to an hour of study, and you're going to go ahead and take a page of notes, and you're going to answer questions in one of these little Chuck Track journals, right? So here's the thing about Chuck Tracks. I read these, all of them. When you guys finish them and complete them and you bring them in, I look at them and I do the best I can to kind of see what you've done in there. Now, I do know that we have occasionally people who tend to write ginormous so that they can take up the whole page. Or we have people that are overachievers that type up very, very tiny, tiny writing, and they go ahead and paste their page in here after typing in like 12 or 10 font, and they have the entire page full. So it is yours. This is for you. It's not for me. It's not for me to see that you've done it. It's so that you can say at the end of the day, I spent an entire semester going through the Bible, and I have personal notes that I've actually received something from it. So this is for you. It's not for me. Please don't try to do it trying to strive for the Bible College or to show me that you've completed it. This is for you, and I want it to be personal. I want you to cherish these, not find them a burden. So with that in mind, take your notes the way you like to take notes. I highly suggest if you're going to do outlines, let there be a detailed outline. Don't just put bullet points in two words and take up the whole page with that, because you're not really going to yield much from that later as a resource. This is your resource. If you want to do verbatim what Pastor Chuck says in his sermons, that's up to you. If you want to do something that the Lord's putting on your heart as you're listening to the message, or a scripture verse that pops into your head while you're listening to it, or something that's going on in your life that's applicable to the lessons that you're learning, do that. Don't just write verbatim of everything that Chuck Smith says, because you'll end up with commentary of Chuck Smith that you can buy at the chapel store. We're looking for you to actually have something, feedback of what you do and what you've experienced through here at the Bible College. I know for some of the ladies, journaling might come a little bit more naturally, and for the guys, they might be a little bit more hesitant as to share your emotions, hearts, and feelings on a piece of paper. But the same sense, we want you to have something that you could use later on throughout your walk with the Lord and wherever you teach as a resource. And so how I do grading is going to be summed up in, I basically, when I see these, I want to see that you've completed every question on here. You cannot pass this class without having every answer answered and every page filled out. So if you come at the end of the semester with 20 truck tracks that are completely blank and expect to pass the class, I will have to fail you. And that is something that is smeared with Marietta. Again, we're just trying to follow policy so that each one looks identical to each other's schools. So if you go to Costa Rica, or you go to Italy, or you go to the campus in Marietta, you're all going to see the exact same type of grading, which is consistent. Each side of your pages are going to be broken down into points. So for each assignment that you do, it's worth 2 points. Okay, so 50-50 is basically you either get full credit or you get no credit. You cannot pass with a zero. So if I put a zero anywhere on this, you're not passing the class. If you see a one, that means that you've either turned it in late, but it was complete. It will be docked down 50%. So if you turned in a whole section about this size late, you're getting a full amount of credits that are going to be 50% for each assignment. I'm hoping that makes sense to you, because that kind of shows you the breakdown. Another thing that I'll dock is if I notice that you do half a page, I will go ahead and dock that full page as being 50% for that assignment, because you're not completing the book. Again, the objective is to complete the entire book. With that in mind, I also kind of wanted to cover some of the things in the syllabus that are specified, just so you can highlight it. Again, I know it seems redundant, but I do want to hold you guys accountable unto this. So you'll see the course requirements. It says there that you will be listening to each message completely from beginning to end. In your Chuck Track Journal, under number point 2, you're going to be answering all the questions. Please do not leave them blank. If for whatever reason you can't find the answer in there and you're listening to Chuck Track and you're listening to the audio recording maybe 5 times and you still can't find it, make an educated guess and don't leave it blank. I'm not going to dock you if you get these wrong. I'm going to dock you if it's not complete. And the other aspect of that, now I don't want you going in there making up any answers to fill out those. If you have more than half those incorrect, I will go ahead and deduct the 1 point. So you kind of know the flow of it as well. That's what I look for. If I see that there's only 7 questions and you have 5 wrong, I'm going to assume you guessed on this page, and I'm going to go ahead and dock it. I do require the full page of notes, as it specifies there in point 2. And then in point 3, it says each Wednesday. Now, this is the new thing. Each Wednesday, you will be required to go in and log into your student account on Populi using the CCBC Populi link. And then you're going to go ahead and click on your class. Once you get onto your class, you're going to submit a weekly test. Now, please don't let that word scare you. I know people think of tests and they're like, no. So I'm not trying to add to the workload. I'm simply trying to add the accountability. So Marietta checks every week. We can't do every week checks here. We can't. We only have 3 in-house staff at any given time, and it's hard to add that. So what we're doing is a Populi check. This test is not going to be difficult. It's going to be a simple yes or no answer, which is fantastic, but it is on the honor system. I do want you to be accountable unto God. We do hold that as a credential for our students. So you're going to log in each week before Wednesday, and you're going to say, yes, I did all of those assignments for that week, or no, I didn't. And I expect you guys to answer honestly. Another thing with that test is that I'm going to ask for a summary in your own words. And this doesn't have to be eloquently put. It doesn't have to be something that is a novel. I'm not expecting a book. Just a short and sweet summary in your own words of what you guys studied for the week. And you know how he breaks it down to certain amount of chapters for each, Chuck Track. You can give me an overview of what it was. If it's Ruth, you can share the story of Ruth. If it's, any book of the Bible, you can go ahead and just give me a little brief summary of it in your own words again. And it's basically you've completed it or you didn't. And there won't be any way to make up these tests. So if they're not done for whatever reason, you can contact me if there's a death in the family or something of an emergency circumstance, and I'll consider that as well. There's definitely grace, but I don't want you guys to be liberal with this. This is the thing that is going to require you to be diligent and that accountability, and that's what we're structuring it as, because before there was only 3 checks throughout the semester, and at the end of the semester we'd have students saying, I didn't complete half the book, but can I still pass? And I was like, I'm sorry, you can't. So we're going to increase that just so it's a better system and you guys get more out of it, knowing that, hey, I have to go in there and I have to write something about what I've done. If I didn't do it, I got nothing to write. Yes. Ah, perfect. So requiring the amount, the question was whether or not I was expecting a paragraph or a page. I'm only repeating that for the recording. And so that's basically, I am expecting a paragraph. Paragraphs, what, 4 or 5 sentences? It doesn't have to be a novel. So again, I just want to know and get the logistics that you guys actually feel like you know what you've just studied. And plus, I feel like you could be able to say this to a friend. Hey, so what do you do throughout the week? What is Bible college? What is this? Oh, well, I'm studying this, and this is what I get to learn. And that should be a very sweet, sweet summary of what you've learned throughout the semester. And again, it's not to make it burdensome, just to make it, yes.
So you said a 0 on any of the pages results in a failure to the whole class, right?
Correct. It's not, because that's an accountability, so there is grace there. The only thing is I do require it because it will lower your grade. So you will not get an A, even if your book is completely completed and you've missed tests. So it will go down. It will become an A minus, an A minus to, you know, a B, and then a B, you know, so forth and such. But yes. That's a good question. You're not expected to take a test today. So I was going to design that just so you guys would have an example, but I'm going to show you on Populi kind of an idea of what it looks like, where to go, how to do it. Just a tutorial just so you guys can get a logistics of it. And again, I'll be doing it under my student account, so don't make fun. But apart from that, do we have any other?
Sure. For those of us that have or might have gotten a little bit ahead,
mm-hmm.
would you like it to be the check tracks we're doing now, or would you like them to be retroactive for what we already should have gone through?
Perfect. So as you'll see on Populi, I've broken it down as if you were to start your semester with everyone else who started their semester, there's a breakdown of it. So you can always get ahead. For those who are the overachievers, you can know that you can always go in and do the summary test in advance before you've even completed. But the only thing is you can't answer the question, yes, I did, or no, I didn't. So you have to go in and actually be able to say yes to that, because you won't be able to answer part of your test and go back and do it again.
You'd like to see for those set of tracks.
For each week throughout the 15 weeks of the semester, yes. So do we have any other questions so far? Rick? Mm-hmm. You'd still have to go in and enter in the test. The test would only be in regards to a summary. Yes, I did it. Summarize what you did. Yes, I did it. Summarize. And there's 15 of them because there's 15 weeks throughout the semester. So, yeah. And then Mike?
So you're saying that if we missed one of the questions, we would get a zero for that track. And then that would result in a zero course, right?
I am requiring that you do complete all of them. If there's anything that's incomplete, I'll deduct it to a one, and then I'll take it down to a zero. If it's complete, like if there's absolutely nothing, you have no notes, you have no nothing, that's a complete zero. Completely, and you would have to take it again next semester. No, you wouldn't. It'll lower the grade, but it won't fail the course. But I am requiring you to even take an educated guess. So it was a good question. The question was whether or not you would be failed if you had left a question unanswered, and you'd get a zero and then automatically get a zero for the course. And with that, it's not that you would get a zero for the course as much as I do require that all of it is filled out. So if there isn't, you will obviously get notes from me. I do write notes in here, and I'll give you a warning. And then apart from that, I'll hold you accountable into that. So I do ask that you fill out everything, though, like all page, everything. Just expect every due date that's there, the required things have to be completely filled out. If there's nothing filled out, you will have a deduction in your grade. If not, you won't pass. So that's just to specify how important it is to complete the journal. And then with that, any additional questions? I thought I saw one more hand. Yes? Okay, perfect. That's the next, that's point four. So that's what we're going to go over. I will go over the test so you can see what that looks like, but I'm going to answer your question really quick just so then I can go back in there and take my time with the test. The journal turn-in dates, we have one that's going to be on March 11th, another one on April 15th, and May 20th. That means for that section, and you'll see based off the corresponding outlines, it's also inside your Chuck Track journals. There's also a page here that has the breakdown of each week. And so every 5 weeks, I do a check. So 5 weeks worth of work should be complete by the time that check comes around. If there's anything missing or anything like that, and we haven't spoken prior to that, then I will hold you accountable into grading and making sure that you have everything complete. Those dates that you do your checks, you just come into the office and leave it with me. I'll be able to get it back to you. And I'm because you're turning them in on the Wednesday, I want them ready for pickup by Thursday. I felt like last year we had I had time over the weekend to be able to do it, and that was a bit sloppy. People were getting behind. They wanted their Chuck Track to get back into the rhythm of being accountable and to being disciplined. So what I'm going to do is just try to book it out in one day, And then once I do that, you guys can come back on Thursday, which is a pretty busy day anyway. There's a lot of students here. I feel like a lot of people are already back at school anyway on a Thursday. So they can pick up their books. And then from there, I want to go ahead and show you some questions on Populi. Do we have any other questions? Yes, Stephen? We can talk about that as far as, like, because I would think that I would just either leave it with that TA to give to you, or I could leave it in the little teeny drop box that's outside of the office, if that be the case. But picking up anything that's outside of that, I mean, we can just work it out, so I know specifically how to get it to you. So, yes, Marty?
One more. For the summary, mm-hmm. Do you know what on Populi you're allowed to take? For instance, can you type it up in Word for your own copy?
You can.
Copy it and then paste it?
You definitely can. So if you use a Word document and you're typing up everything, you copy and paste for anything, it's usually pretty simple. So, and it's easier that way too, because I feel like, yeah, Populi has a little bit of limitations, but we still like it. So apart from that, okay, we're going to go over this section and then we'll answer any questions about this, and then we're pretty much good to go. I will kind of cover some of the last things, such as cheating and our integrity code, but apart from that, we'll make it really short and sweet. So another maybe like 10, 15 minutes, and then you guys can get out and get some lunch and be happy. So let me go ahead and get this linked up really quick. Didn't want you guys all to know my passwords, so. All right, so this is Populi. Anytime that you need to find Populi, you can always find it on our website. If you go to ccbccostamesa.com, there's a little Populi tab up at the top, and that'll be an easy way to find the link if ever you need it or you accidentally get on Marietta's Populi account and you're trying to get in there. You're like, why am I denied? So apart from that, once you're in, you're going to go ahead and select your classes. So you can see off to the right, there are my classes, Community Chapel, New Testament Survey 1, and Portraits of Jesus. So I'm going to go ahead and select New Testament 1. And on the dashboard, you're already going to see a pop-up of all the tests that are required. So it's going to be really easy. It's take now. You can take them in advance if you want. You can take them the week of, but they are due at a certain time. All the times are specified. So once you select it, it says, like off to the right, you'll see the list that says the schedule. And it'll tell you the dates that it's due. So it's due every Wednesday. So next Wednesday, you have a test. You're at home, you're doing your own thing, you have work, you're whatever the case may be, you make time that day to go in and take the test before, because it'll stop at 11:59, so p.m. So we want to make sure that you get it done that day. That'll be required for whatever Chuck Tracks were required for that week. And then you just do the summary, you answer yes or no, and you're good to go. I'll show you what it looks like once we're going to take a test now. And then it's going to tell you right here that you have unlimited time, so you can take as long as you want to be able to fulfill this. But once you, if you leave your laptop and it falls asleep, sometimes Populi automatically locks you out. And when it does that, it'll stop you in your mid-test. So while you're doing it, just answer the two questions. There's only two questions. And so once you do that, it should be good. It won't lock you out while you're typing it up or anything. But as Marty had showed out for us, is if you complete your summary on a Word document, copy and paste it into your exam, it's a lot faster, and you don't have to worry about Populi locking you out and you getting out of an exam and, you know, sending me an email going, what's going on? I can't take my test. I don't want my grade to fail. So it's a good habit to do that. Do it in Word document first, and then go ahead and copy and paste it. So we're going to take that exam. Once we click the take the exam, you're going to see the questions and the way it looks. So it says, did you listen to a complete audio recordings of Through the Bible with Pastor Chuck's 4, and it has the specific ones for that week, that are required. And it'll tell you the exact codes for it as well as Matthew 1 through 7 tracks. And then it'll say that it'll complete this question, or as well as complete the questions and complete the full page of notes for each assignment. So it's a yes or no answer. And automatically you answer no, you're not going to get credit for that week of actually doing the things that you've done. So it will affect your grade. Again, you are on the honor system. This is unto God. I'm not expecting to go in there and proof it, but I do know that the Lord sees it, and that's what we're holding it up to. The summary, you can go ahead and enter anything that you want. I'm just going to hold up a whole bunch of gibber. And that's going to show whatever kind of response, I get that instantly. So that's great, because I can be interactive with you. I can kind of say, oh, great, I got it. Sweet, thanks. And let you know, or you'll see that once you've submitted it, it's already completed, it's already sent. But I do get to read these. And so that's something that, just so you know, I'm going to be going over and just giving a grade for that as well as I see it. So once you're done, you push the submit test. It's really important to push the submit test. If you do all this work and then you don't save it, you're not going to be counted and you won't be able to make it up. So just be sure that you save your work. Should be doing some. Oh, it says it's already been sent. So there we go. This is what you should see at the very end. Summary test, week one completed. Apart from that, do you think we have any questions about the exam? It's pretty straightforward. Yeah, and so it's every week. Yes? It's going to be under a test tab. So once you select the class that you're in, because you have multiple classes, I'm sure. Once you select that one, it's under the test tab, and it should be highlighted on the dashboard. You'll see it'll say, take now, take now, take now, and you have access to all of those if you wanted to take them now or on their due date. The due date is specified off to the right on the dashboard. So with that, an overview of the class, let me just check everything else, and then I think we're pretty much good. Yes, Damien. Oh, percentage breakdown. So points. I know it seems like they're small points, but they add up really quick. And so ultimately, the test is half of your grade, and Chuck tracks are half of your grade. So I broke it down 50-50. So if you're not taking the exams and you're not doing it, the highest you're going to get is a 50%, which is an F. So we would like that you do them. Again, everything is an accountability. We're trying to do it so that it's consistent. And then apart from that, the breakdown of the actual point systems. The question at the top is worth 4 points. So it's a yes or no, so you get 4 points for saying yes. And then the paragraph is worth 3 points. So for that exam, there's only 7 points total. And that's pretty much how that percentage-wise works out. Again, not all of your classes have been mapped out. New Testament Survey 1 has been mapped out. All the tests are ready to go. If you wanted to take one today, you could. Not that you're all excited about doing that, but but you could if you wanted to. The other classes I'm mapping out later today, but it will be ready for you on Wednesday if you are ready to take them, and all of them will be there for the entire semester. So it'll be set up really easy to go. Any other questions we can think of? Yes, Miles?
So next Wednesday will be our first quiz. Do we need to have weeks 1 complete or weeks 1 and 2?
For the first, it's just weeks 1. So by this point, since I know it's Wednesday of the first week, I would have anticipated that you already started Chuck Tracks. Most people know how rigorous this class is, but for those who are new, I can also tell that they kind of need to catch up a little bit to be up with the third Chuck Track that's due today. This is why this class can become overwhelming, is that you can start your Chuck Tracks and then you can stop them whenever you want because of life and situations. But playing catch up, I highly discourage, because it becomes a burden when you do that to yourself. If you do it on a daily basis, reading the word daily is a good thing. It's a good thing to aspire to, and that's what we're trying to do right now. So with the exam, it will only include this week that you were required to go ahead and go over. It also shows you the breakdown on this sheet. So say you're in Old Testament 301. These classes right here, for the first five are going to be needed. To complete. So the whole breakdown of how you, or the first week, I should say, that's the first week. So the first one is required. So from Genesis 1 through Genesis 9 for that class, you will have had to complete before you take the exam. Week 2, I should be doing Genesis 10 through Genesis 26, and then I can go ahead and take my exam. So in the syllabus, it does specify that on the last page, just the breakdown of the schedule and what's due on which weeks. And again, you can always check populi as well as when those dates are due for the test, which is every Wednesday. Other thing is, Chuck Track isn't every day. You don't have to do Chuck Tracks every day. You can do it and take Sunday off. If you like having a regiment and like sticking with it, that's something that you can do. You can also take off, for those who are taking the New Testament surveys, you have Saturday and Sunday off. So it's kind of a nice way to take advantage of those breaks and set yourself a discipline kind of routine, because that kind of sets the rhythm of the semester. And once we are creatures of habit and we set those routines, it's easier to stick with. I feel like if we lay, you know, kind of aside to, oh, whenever I've got the time, and then you end up having to do 10 tracks at a time, and that's 10 hours. That's just too much. So apart from that, how do you guys feel about it? Yes? Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a good question. So for Psalm 1 to Psalm 50, I'm just repeating for the recording purposes, that question was, how do you sum up that many psalms? And what I would say is highlights. Highlights, things that you think that stood out to you, things that were prominent. Again, it's a personal class. This is between you and God. This is between you and your study of the Word. I want whatever stands out to you to be highlighted. So, yes, I don't expect you to say every single psalm that's covered through there, but whatever you felt was the most insightful and the most impactful, that's what I would like to see. If you could do more than one, that would be great, to give me an overview of, say, psalms, because it feels like you're pretty much going through a big chunk of it, at least one-fourth of it, so I would imagine. But, yeah, any other questions? You guys feel good about it? Yes? Okay. Sorry, it was so dry. I had videos and other things, and I was going to bring food. It just didn't happen. So I apologize in advance, and thank you so much for your time. I know that was, yeah. But we got 15 minutes to go grab lunch, so anyone who wants to go, you're out. So